Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, we talked about it yesterday. Huge game. The ratings showed too. Ratings were almost 29 million people watched that game last night between the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. It was a rematch of last year's Super Bowl. But unlike last year, the Philadelphia Eagles came out on top. This time, I was pretty good on this prediction. I predicted Philly would win by one score, and they won by 4 points, 21-17. And I predicted that one of the major reasons would be the Chiefs wide receivers can't catch. And that was a huge storyline coming out of that game, although it's been the case all season long. But Rob Parker, what was your major takeaway from last night's game?
It was that Patrick Mahomes is not the Patrick Mahomes we have been used to seeing year after year since he broke into the NFL. And this last night was just one of those continuing stories. You talk about the wide receivers, and I hear you, but the numbers for Patrick Mahomes are just shocking. Wow. Last night was the third straight game, Chris, where they were shut out in the second half. I mean, just mind-boggling. Seriously. They have one fourth-quarter touchdown in the 2023 season. How is that possible? They have one. And then when you look at Patrick Mahomes' numbers, they just aren't good through 10 games.
Aren't good?
No. Not for Patrick Mahomes. They're not good.
By his standards.
No, they're not. He's not having a good year, even by anybody's standards. He's
really?
Not. Yeah. Wow. He's got 19 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Nobody's asking Patrick Mahomes to throw for 50 touchdowns, and that's the standard. This is subpar. This one fourth quarter touchdown in 3 straight games. This sounds like Zach Wilson with no touchdowns in the second half, no points in the second half for 3 straight games. That's not from Patrick Mahomes. And his 2.4 interception percentage is the highest of his career. We've never seen this. All the other numbers, the lowest in his career. Passing yards per game, passer rating, touchdown percentage, yards per attempt, 6.9. Yards per completion, 10.4. All are the lowest of his career. Patrick Mahomes this season is not that dude. That doesn't mean he's a bum or he can't play, but he's not the guy we have seen throughout most of his career. This guy won a Super Bowl and an MVP last year. It's a far cry from that. Because if you would have ever told me in Patrick Mahomes' career, he would have a three-game stretch where he wouldn't score any points in a second half and have one fourth-quarter touchdown, period, for an entire 10-game stretch, he was Captain Comeback. I told you this from the first week against the Lions. That game normally, Chris, go back to that game. Patrick Mahomes got that ball back. Normally, he would drive the ball down the field, and they would kick a field goal and win that game. That's what Patrick Mahomes was so well known for. Always, if you give him the ball back last time, he got a great chance he's going to beat you.
Right.
And so it started from there. Started from that very first game against the Lions when they got the ball back, had like 2.5 minutes to go. That's more than enough time for Patrick Mahomes to get downfield, get a field goal, Chris, and win the game and bail them out. He can't bail them out anymore.
Really?
They were up 17-7.
Wow.
17-7 at home.
Wow.
I know the Eagles are a great team. They went to the Super Bowl, but the Chiefs should be better, especially at home with that lead.
Yeah.
But that's not the case anymore.
So your grand thesis is he's not having a good season?
No, he's not that dude anymore. Right now, this season.
So he's not washed at 28.
He's not that dude this year. You could call it whatever you want.
I ain't calling it wash because I disagree completely with you.
And, I'm just telling you the numbers don't lie.
Well, numbers don't lie, but you do. First of all, you said this. Patrick Mahomes is not having a good season. I asked you to clarify. By his standards?
No, he's not having a good season.
You had
I clarified
that, right.
it.
There
I
you
just
go.
Clarified.
He's not having a good season by anybody's standards. And yet, 19 touchdowns. Guess how many quarterbacks have thrown for more touchdowns than Patrick Mahomes? Two. Josh Allen and Tua Tagovailoa. So I think that's pretty good that he has the third most touchdowns of any quarterback in the league, 19. All right. I would agree he's certainly not having his typical season. And some of that, of course, would be on him. But I would put the majority of it on his wide receivers who have one job, catch the football. Well, a couple jobs. Get open and catch the football. They've had trouble getting open, and they've had trouble catching the football. And last night, Rob, I agree with you that Patrick Mahomes has always been like when every game I've watched since he's been, you know, the great Patrick Mahomes, which was pretty much right from the get-go. Every time I've watched him, I felt like if he got the ball late and they needed a score, I mean, I'm talking late, like within the last 2 minutes, I felt like, oh, they're going to score. They're going to score and win the game. He's going to find a way. And last night was the first game that I can recall watching with Patrick Mahomes where I felt like, He's not going to win this. When he got the ball, I don't know exactly how much time. I think it was around 2 minutes left. And they needed a touchdown, not just a field goal. And I really felt confident that the Eagles were going to win the game. And that's how bad not Patrick Mahomes is, but his receivers. And the fact of the matter is this. Guess what? Patrick Mahomes actually did his job. He hit Marquez Valdes-Scantling in the hands. You couldn't ask for a better thrown ball. And what did MVS do? Dropped it. I mean, there was one of five drops last night. Their receiving core, as far as wide receivers, outside of the tight end, Travis Kelce, is horrendous. Horrendous. And that is one reason, I'm not going to take it all off him, but that is one reason he is having, for him, a subpar year. But I'm here to tell you that even in a subpar year, Even with one of the worst receiving cores in the league where he don't have a number one wide receiver, he don't even have a number two wide receiver. He still got the Chiefs at 7-3. The Chiefs still are in position to be the number one seed in the AFC, even without any weapons. Now, the Ravens have a better record by virtue of playing more games, 8-3, so they played a game, they're a half game up. But the Chiefs would have the tiebreaker over them. And so, with like the only reason the Chiefs are even viable, now they do have a great defense, is because Patrick Mahomes is making, I can't even say he's necessarily making a lot of lemonade, but he's making a little bit of lemonade out of some lemons. And so I would disagree that he is not that guy. Not only would I disagree, but the players in the NFL would disagree too. Because in a recent poll, the players voted that Patrick Mahomes, an anonymous player poll, you know, they do these things, The Athletic, they do a lot of polls. They voted that the best player in the league running away with it is Patrick Mahomes. He received 46% of the vote. The second place finisher, Aaron Donald, received less than 9%. So I'll give you that. He's not having his typical year, but he's still having a good year, or he's still the best quarterback in the NFL. And so
I don't buy into player polls. 150 didn't vote for LeBron to be the All-Star
game. That's the NBA. What's they got to do with this?
No, it's players in general.
But are they the same players? You can't just generalize about players.
And they're living off of his past resume. It's not a lifetime achievement award.
How do you know?
I'm just because it's
you're
just
guessing.
Easy to pick them.
You're guessing because that fits
it's
your
It's called
thesis.
My opinion. It's called my
yeah,
opinion.
Yeah, but you're guessing.
It's called my opinion. You guess every day.
It's called a guess,
It's called my opinion. It's
you
my
don't know
opinion.
What you don't even know what players voted.
It's
so now
opinion.
You're saying what they voted for on?
It's based
you have no
off
idea
of
what they
resume.
Voted based on.
It's based off.
They
of
might have voted based on.
It ain't if they after last
game,
night's
ball,
game,
you know?
They probably couldn't tell you that he has one touchdown in the fourth quarter all season. The players don't follow the game like that.
Man,
you know
only
that.
Know because Rob.
They don't follow
it.
It.
You stop it.
They don't follow it.
Generalizing like crazy. Some players don't. Some players do. And we don't know how many of these 85 players do. All
Chris,
right, let's throw it out to
it's
the
okay.
listeners.
It's okay if he's
seven.
Not playing well. You don't have to defend him to the
I'm
end.
I'm not
it's
defending
okay.
him. I'm just, actually
okay.
giving you facts. I'm giving you facts.
Those are your facts. Anything
No,
that,
they're not my
yes,
facts.
They're
actually facts.
They're
I'm not
facts.
Into that your
I
truth,
gave
my
you the
truth,
numbers. I
your
gave
truth,
you the numbers.
My truth.
I gave
yeah,
you the numbers.
You told me
you
wasn't
just can't accept that Patrick Mahomes is playing like doo-doo this season. That's what
really?
You can't accept.
Hey, why are they 7-3 then?
Chris, you can, there's a lot of
I'm
reasons.
Asking.
There's a lot of bad teams in the NFL that they could beat.
Oh.
And even if he's playing poorly.
Oh,
that
really?
Ain't the
is Miami a bad
no
team?
No one touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Is Miami
three
a bad
games
team,
in a row
Rob?
With no points
Rob,
in the second
is Miami
half.
A bad
Those
team?
Are facts, not feelings, Chris. It's facts.
Is Miami
facts.
A bad team?
And then the lamest excuse is, then why would he would drop the ball? That's why. That's why Receiver dropped the ball. That's why Patrick Mahomes not having a good year. You could say that for every freaking quarterback in the league. That's not a
really?
Good excuse. Stop
what
it.
Team? What team has
Everybody,
the most drops, Rob?
What I saw that? Justin Herbert, the game that they
oh,
lost
wow.
this past
you
week.
Justin Herbert?
Two
four
balls
six Justin
were dropped.
Herbert?
Go watch the videotape. Two balls
yeah,
were dropped.
Six drops. But over the course of the season... The Kansas City
excuse for
Rob,
a quarterback.
Look, I sit for real. I sit here and listen to you talk, even though you're not making any sense. But I listen. I'm polite that way. Now you be polite too and let me talk when it's my turn.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rob, we've thrown this out there a little bit, but let's get into it a little deeper now. You've talked about the Chiefs' struggles offensively, averaging like 20. I think they're 14th, Rob, in the league in scoring, which, you know, they've always been up there averaging around 30 points a game, right at the top of the league. And this year, that obviously is not the case. They've got one touchdown in the fourth quarter all year. They've averaged, Rob, 5 points a game in the fourth quarter this season. That's the worst in the league. Second half. Five points, 3 points in the second half. 5.3. That's worse than the league, Rob. Worse than Zach Wilson and the Jets. Worse than Kenny Pickett and the Steelers. All these teams that have had trouble scoring. So it's been particularly bad in the second half. They're like third in the first half, but second half they're struggling, and they're averaging 22.5 points a game, so that's about 14th in the league. And Eric Bieniemy is the one. I mean, beyond some of the receivers, obviously 2 years ago Tyreek Hill, last year Juju Smith-Schuster, but Eric Bieniemy, Rob, the offensive coordinator. Now, I was talking the day before our show, first things first, with Richard Sherman. He's in New York. He's doing Undisputed from the studio where we're at for First Things First. So I was talking to him before our show, and we're talking about them missing Bieniemy. And I was like, well, how would you say they miss him? Obviously, Andy Reid knows what he's doing offensively. So, you know, where do you see that at? Rob, he said, we know that Bieniemy is a fiery coach, right? He's a holds bar coach. He'll yell at you. He'll, you know, tell you what you need to do in no uncertain terms. And we saw the Commanders have a little trouble with that early in the season, right? Their receivers. And he said Bieniemy, because last year only different receiver really was Juju, but he said Bieniemy probably was on those dudes in practice. Like, if you're not catching the ball, you're not playing. Right. And really working them to the point, Rob, where, I mean, maybe even if it was only subconsciously, they worked harder at getting better. And now you got a Matt Nagy who, you know, probably doesn't get on them like that, or whoever else is there helping. And he said that might be one place where they're missing him, because you know Bieniemy was doing that. And that, I thought that was a good point, Rob. I don't know if it's 100% true, but it sounds plausible to me.
I just look at it. I always say this. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, it doesn't matter if he's there or not. You know what I mean? Like, everybody has a job. There's a reason. If they didn't need offensive coordinators or they didn't need people and you could just have a head coach, they wouldn't hire people.
Right.
You know that. Like there's a reason you're there. And when you have success, you should get credit. And when things are, and then when you have failure, you should get blamed. It's the same way on both sides. And so that's why I'm saying you got to look at Eric Bieniemy, and for whatever reason, it don't feel the same. And they're struggling. Andy Reid's still there. He's the offensive genius. Yep. And everybody says he's a genius, and I get all that. But the missing point, and we get it, Juju's not there, but they shouldn't be where they are offensively. Something is awry. Something is foul. Something smells, because the numbers you talked about, worse than the Jets, like that's just mind-boggling. That they're averaging 5.3 points in the fourth quarter. Like,
in the second half.
In the second half. How?
Yeah, that's baffling.
That's two field goals. We saw it when they played Denver and scored 9 points, Chris.
Yep.
Remember, that was a sign.
And even the game they won against Denver, they only scored 19.
And didn't they have a late touchdown to even make it? You know what I mean? Like, I think they had a late touchdown or something that pushed up the lead. Like, it wasn't that they blew them out.
Right. Yeah. And then Bieniemy, Rob, in Washington. Now they're not having a good season. They're 4-7. They were 8-8 and 1 last year.
And but they got off to a good start offensively. They're scoring 30 points a game.
Yeah, and look, maybe this is a good sign for Bieniemy. Sam Howell in his second year has really progressed under Bieniemy. He's actually leading the league in passing yards, right?
Now that's crazy.
Now, he also leads the league in interceptions. He's got 18 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. And he also leads the league in sacks, Rob. He's got 51 sacks in 11 games. Now, obviously, some of that's on their offensive line. But some
of
that's
from the quarterback, too, holding the ball too long.
Yeah, some of that's on him. There's no doubt that some of that's on him. But overall, I think you'd probably say that Howell's shown progress. So it'll be interesting to see how, does Bieniemy get any looks, Rob, in the offseason for head jobs? Heck, do the Commanders, who look like they're going to move on from Ron Rivera, do they give Bieniemy a chance now? Would that even benefit Bieniemy, Rob? I mean, is this – if he comes in there, what's the likelihood of them winning, the majority of their remaining games? And if they don't, and it looks like, it's the same old Commanders, that could hurt him. And it may not even be a fair shot for him,
Yeah, I'm always against – I get that. You're right. But if somebody offers you a head coaching job, it's hard to turn it down.
I mean, you got to take it.
Because there's only 32 jobs in the country.
Right.
Like seriously. And here's the problem. Say you don't take it and another guy takes it and they win their last seven and that guy six out of seven and he gets the job. Take it and you win six out of seven.
Yep. If they offer it to him, he's got to take it.
Considering where he was and has been, with no leverage and no offers, I don't know how he could turn that job down.
He'd have to take it because he might not get another offer. Or people might say, and I don't think that would be fair, but some people might say, he had his chance and he didn't want it. How much does he really want to be a head coach? People use all types of rationale when they
want to
hire.
Well, that would be one that they would use, absolutely.
So we'll see, but right now, Rob, it's hard to put your finger on exactly what is going on. Obviously, I believe that they clearly need some better receivers, or at least a better receiver. But I don't think you can totally overlook the loss of Eric Bieniemy either when you look at the improvement with Sam Howell and how, this offense doesn't look anything like it used to look under Patrick Mahomes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the surprises in the past few weeks has been the resurgence of the Denver Broncos. Now, of course, a lot made about them this year when they brought in Sean Payton, and you know, he said he'd be surprised if they don't make the playoffs. He ripped Nat Hackett, said it was one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the league. And then he proceeded to outdo Nat Hackett and be even worse than him. They started 0-3. They started 1-5. They gave up a 70-piece to Miami, which was rock bottom. And they lost to the Jets, too, with Nat Hackett as the offensive coordinator and no Aaron Rodgers behind center. And so it was a mess, Rob. I mean, it couldn't have got much worse other than to just go 0-6, I guess. But since starting 1-5, the Denver Broncos have turned it around. They've won 4 straight games, and 3 of them, Rob, over good teams. The Chiefs, the Bills, and the Minnesota Vikings, all of whom are playoff-caliber teams in their separate conferences. And defensively, Rob, they've... Ever since giving up the 70-piece, they've been taking the ball away. They've been getting a lot, forcing a lot of turnovers. And they're right there at the top of the league in takeaways since that Week 3 debacle against Miami. And Russell Wilson, as we said earlier, having a resurgent year. I wouldn't say he's back to being the Russell Wilson of Seattle, but I would say he's back to being a good quarterback. Rob, he's got 19 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. That's the best TD to interception ratio in the league. He's top 3 in passer rating. Not throwing for a lot of yards. That's one thing. Only a little bit more than 200 yards a game passing. But he's not making the mistakes. And with their defense getting takeaways and him not making the mistakes, that's been big. I like to see them score more touchdowns, but, I mean, he's got 19. Only 2 quarterbacks have more. But they got to find a way to score more. But what do you think of Denver? What are your thoughts on them? You know, they put themselves in position to have a shot at making the playoffs. I'm not putting them in just yet, but they got a shot.
I'm not giving them a parade. And I get it that things were really awful to start. They never should have been as bad as they were. Like, that was shocking to me at how poorly that they played. So now that it's kind of correct, they're still 500. What, aren't they 5-5?
5-5, yep.
Where are they? 5-5. Yeah, I mean, so they're middle of the road, and it feels better, obviously, Chris, because it was so bad, and they got some wins now. And it is against some pretty good teams, and you talked about their defense and what Russell Wilson has done, but I still it shouldn't have been as bad as it was. And I always question what was going on there, what was happening. And things have a way sometimes in the NFL of evening out and things working. They were never as bad. That 70 piece you talked about, that never should have happened.
Well,
talked
Rob,
about, that was a defense.
They were top,
Chris,
10,
top 10
defense
2 years,
the last, yeah,
two years in a row.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, like that should have never
what
happened.
That was about.
And that's why people came down on Sean Payton, because we talk about defense all the time, Chris. That's a will and a want playing defense.
Right.
You gotta want to do it. And that was almost like, did they give up on him? You know, did they say, you know, okay, we'll show you and you'll be embarrassed. You know what I mean? Or what was that? So
it felt like earlier, Rob, that he had lost the team. Like you said, to give up 70, I mean, for any NFL team, I don't care if
they
were the worst defensive team in the league,
to
give up 70. Right. It was bad. And we even had Greg Jennings on. Remember, he said he felt like Peyton's coming in there with a sense of entitlement, rubbed the players the wrong way. And I don't know. I will say this, Rob. I think it is incredibly difficult for a coach to change his stripes with the same players. Meaning, if you, like in college, when I was playing college basketball, our coach, I had two different head coaches there, but our coach let us get away with a lot, right? He was kind of I guess you might call him a player's coach. We're getting away with a lot of stuff.
So what, he was running a country club?
I mean, it was just, we were just, you know, it wasn't a hard-nosed as it needed to be, and we weren't winning. And then one day, kind of mid-season or whatever, it had been a while of this going on, he wanted to really tighten the screws and, you know, become a hardcore coach. And it couldn't happen. Dudes were like, yo, we know that's not how you are. And it just didn't take. And now I think it's easier, Rob, to go from being a hardcore coach to softening it up a little bit, right? I think the reverse could happen, and maybe that's what Sean Payton
people
did.
People think it's,
you know,
fake.
He was
and
a hard
phony. People be,
yeah. When you're not,
you know,
like,
I mean,
that, and then
fake.
You come right. Absolutely. Now, but you can soften it a little, because people already know, well, your style is hardcore, but you letting up a little to try to, you know, make things work. Okay, I think they'll go for that. And I don't know, Rob. I don't know if that's what Sean Payton's done. I agree they don't deserve a parade. They should have really been 5-5 anyway. And if they win a couple of their early games and lose a couple, you know, it feels great now because they've won four straight and things were so bad. But at the end of the day, they are still 5-5 where you kind of thought they might be. But I will give him some credit. We were hard on him. I was hard on him. When it was terrible early on, I'll give him credit for whatever he's done to kind of steer the ship in the right direction. Now they got a lot
of
work.
He should get credit. There's no doubt.
Yeah, he did. It looked like it was sinking, Rob. But here's what I will say about them. Now I don't know. Like I said, I'm not ready to put them in the playoffs. But it's a group of teams in the AFC that are fighting for those last few wild card spots. And
those last nine wild card spots,
they play a lot of them, Rob. It's three wild card spots. So the Browns are one of those teams. They play them. That's their next game. The Texans are one of those teams. They play them. The Chargers, one of those teams. They play them twice. And the Raiders, one of those teams that they play. So let's see how good they are, Rob. They control their destiny. Like, even with the slow start, they can't really say, they can't give themselves any excuse. If they don't make the playoffs, unless they run the table and don't make it, then you can say, hey, we righted the ship and it was just too, you know, we didn't start quick enough. But I would say, when you look at the fact that they're playing a lot of the teams that they're trying to outduel for those wild card spots, I don't think they have any excuses. If they're really a good team now, then go out and win all but one or maybe two of those games and get
right
to 10
if
and
they
7
do
or
that,
11 and 6. Right.
Yeah, if they do that, then it would be a remarkable turnaround to the season. I'm not so sure that they're good enough to do that.
Yeah, that's asking a lot. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's a lot, and things have worked out in some situations for them. And as you say, if you're going to give people credit, blame when they lose. They got to get credit when they win. They've won these games because it could have been a total disaster. At one point, we thought like there was no turning back because
when
it just
you looked
didn't seem
at their
to be
schedule
effort.
Too. Yeah, you thought, uh-oh, they got the Chiefs, the Bills, the Vikings.
Right.
They about to be in trouble. And to their credit, they play well. I think, Rob, one of the interesting things, whether they make the playoffs or not, I mean, if they make the playoffs and make a run, like win a game or two, then, of course, you would think they're bringing back Russell Wilson. But if they either don't make the playoffs or make it and get bounced unceremoniously, get beat pretty bad in the first game, I think it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Russell Wilson because we know he's got the huge contract and he's played well this year. Will they bring him back? You know, they could cut him in March or before, you know, the new NFL season starts in March. They could cut him and get out of that contract. I mean, they still owe him about $85 million. Over 2 years, but they could get out of it. I still, Rob, as well as he's playing, and I'm not saying he's playing great, but, you know, he's playing good. I don't think you can trade him. I still don't think you can trade him.
You don't think anybody wants him? No?
For that contract, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
at that contract, I think he's 34, isn't he?
But who's isn't the responsibility of the – it's not the responsibility.
No, I mean, if they traded him, that team. Now, obviously, they could pay some of it, and maybe that would be something they might do.
If I'm them, I would not take that contract without them paying. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean,
they have to pay me to take.
You probably, I think you'd have the lion's share of it. You know, but he's 34. I don't know. I mean, Rob, a team that feels like it's close. Like, if Cleveland didn't have Deshaun Watson, would they have done it, been interested in a Russell Wilson? Maybe. Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Maybe?
I don't know. But that money, no. I say no.
Yeah, it's hard to see somebody taking the money, but I don't know. But it'll be – and maybe Denver won't want to get rid of him, you know.
I mean, there is always that possibility because we've heard all the stories leaked that he doesn't like him, he doesn't want him. This, right. That, and the other thing, if the guy wins you 10 games and they say you don't make the 10 and right. 7, where are you going? Like it's so.
Right. You're not getting a Caleb Williams or anybody like that in the draft. So, yeah, I hear. Did we lose Rob? I know on the Zoom he froze up. You
know,
still
I'm
there?
Here.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, who are you getting, Chris? You can say you don't want him, but who's right. going to be your quarterback? Like, there's 12 teams looking for quarterbacks right now.
Nah, that's true.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.